Blog Talk Radio.
If you scared, if you scared, say you scared, girl. If you scared, if you scared, say you scared, girl. If you scared, if you scared, say you scared, girl. Look,
I don't really know what you've been through. Nobody else can do what I do. I can bring sunshine to your life. If it feels wrong, I don't wanna be right. Ever get sad, ever feel down, ever feel low, I'ma come around. If you let me in, I can turn you out. I don't play games, girl, you know what I'm about. Make you feel good, make you feel good, make you feel good, make you feel good. I can make you feel good, make you feel good, make you feel good, make you feel good. I can make you feel good.
Me, I know dude had you mad as hell. Him acting hard like he's Samuel L. You fall for it, then get sad you fell. Me, use my magic stick to cast a spell. Him got you staring at the mirror like
what?
The person you observing ain't appearing right. Me, shut the darkness out, reveal your light. Get in your thighs, make your eyes water, clear your sight. I know you heard it all, and you've been hurting all. But girl, my word is law.
Yep.
I make your world evolve.
Come on.
And I can turn that wall that you keep putting up into nothing. You don't know my name, then look it up. I'm stimuli, can you?
Yeah.
Let me vibe with you. I wouldn't lie to you.
Nah.
Just a lie in you.
Yep.
But I will ride with you. And we can ride out. I bring change, four quarters, no time out.
I know what you've been through. Nobody else can do what I do.
I
can bring sunshine to your life. If it feels wrong, I don't wanna be right. Ever get sad, ever feel down, ever feel low, I'ma come around. If you let me in, I can turn you out. I don't play games, girl, you know what I'm about.
Good or great or wonderful, miraculous, heaven on earth if your mind can just imagine it. Paradise, Garden of Eden, Jesus of Nazareth couldn't bless you more. I can't even find an adjective. Good is an understatement.
Yep.
Guess I'm underrated. See, I ain't one for faking, making unadulterated. I don't wanna hate on the dude you used to deal with.
Nah.
Get under me, you'll get over him real quick.
Yep,
I feel better than massage parlors. Once I start giving orders like the Godfather, and I make you breathe like I'm your Lamar's partner.
True.
Even though I'm never home like your car charger,
dang.
I still turn pain into joy. I build and destroy.
Yeah.
I fill up the void. And chicks gon' hate, but I kill all the noise. Let's be real, if you will, you my choice, girl.
I don't really know what you've been through. Nobody else can do what I do. I bring sunshine.
Ever get sad, ever feel down, ever feel low, I'ma come around, if you let me in.
We're on, Vic, that's enough of that.
Oh, okay. I need some hot wings, practicing, you know, my phonetics and all that. 20 dwarves doing handstands on the carpet. Ready? Welcome to the Motion Picture Radio. And I am your lonely, humble sir.
Hey.
What's going on?
Sound a little muffled. Sound a little muffled. Can't hear you back there. What's going on?
I had a drumstick in my mouth. Like that, though. But, anyhow. And you are the lovely Jet Set and Jasmine, going on, Jazz.
Yes, I am. Hey, how you doing?
You notice how my applause was thunderous and shit, like a rolling applause?
Yeah, what's that about?
I'm not really sure. Well, all the things working against us, all good, though. But, Ola was shy around.
Yeah, I'm here. Am I on? Can you hear me?
Oh, shit.
Nigga,
hey, on time.
Yeah.
Nah, I was here last week, too.
Yeah, nigga, chopped him alive around the recording. Now, you want
nobody
before.
Pushed me in.
He must have got my experience.
Yeah, I heard all about it.
You can hear me now,
Jack? I can hear you now.
All right. Well, you know, you brought it up first, so what do you mean? Oh, you had a date.
I did. I went on a date last night. You know,
okay.
I vowed to myself to try some new things this year, and it was a great date. The only problem was he was late. Like, why doesn't anyone listen to this show, you know? I talk about all my pet peeves, being late, especially on the first date, is one of them. So, but he redeemed himself.
How late was he?
He's about 15 minutes late. He called, so that was good.
That's not bad.
But, I mean, the thing about it that was a little irritating is that I wanted to meet at 7 because that was a little bit more convenient for me, and he pushed it back to 8. And, you know, I was willing to compromise. I'm learning from the show. You got to give a little bit, right? So I was like, okay, an hour's not going to kill me. But then you ask for an extension, and you're late on top of it. Boo. But he made up for it.
How did he make up for it?
He was really nice. He was really a gentleman. You know, he apologized and, you know, I didn't make that big of a deal about it. And, you know, he didn't either. And we had a nice...
You didn't make a big deal about it. About the show.
Say what?
I said you didn't make a big deal about it, but you're talking about it now on the show.
Well, we'll see if he's listening.
Is he listening?
It might help. I don't know. But if he is, it might help him on the second date. So we'll see.
So you tell guys you go out with about the show?
Of course.
Oh, that's
right. I mean, you know why I think it's important to do that too? Because, and you guys are in, you know, you've been in music industry and stuff like that. So is it a pet peeve to you when you tell somebody, you know, what you do for a living or your interests and things like that, and they don't even make an effort to listen to maybe your newest album or check out your mixtape or go to your website or whatever. Don't you think that's part of showing interest in the person?
Yeah, at least fake it. At least log on.
Yeah, I mean, even if you don't like that, like Shah, like I actually like his music, but if I didn't like the genre of rap that he does, I would at least listen to it and, you know, provide some feedback or say, yeah, I listen to your stuff. It's not exactly my style, but that's cool. So, yeah, I tell them about the radio show, and if they don't listen, they're not interested in me, all of me, put it that way. Right.
That's interesting. Interesting perspective.
And before, you writing the call of the show, or is that a little bit too much?
Wait, say that one more time, Vic.
I think you write him the call of the show.
Does anybody ever call off the show? I don't.
No, can we invite your date to call off the show?
Oh, sure.
All right,
his name is
Home
Skillet.
His name is Victor.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I bet Freud got a lot of things to say about that one. But Victor.
Man.
Victor, down 323-657-1479 and down 1. Tell us why you was late, bro.
Like Victor Rios? Oh, man.
I'm Victor. What's up?
No, you're not.
George Glass.
That's
who. Oh, man.
Well, enough about me and my shenanigans. What's going on tonight with you guys?
Oh, now we had something popping off, though. Remember, we had something on Saturday. We had the Love Potions party. And I think Love's going to give a call in a couple of minutes. It was pretty dope. We had a couple of our listeners. It was free liquor. For those who drink, you know what I mean, free liquor, free champagne, food, dancing, girls. It was pretty good. So, you know, you want to be down to get down, go to Love Potions on Facebook. I believe it is facebook.com/lovepotions. And check it out. Sports drinks. She had this shit called... You know what she had? She had, like, gummy bears soaked in liquor. I think that was, like, her answer to jello shots. I didn't eat them. I don't put a gelatin or anything. I heard it was good, though. I heard it was good.
Sounds good.
Yeah. You need that stuff. Anyhow, so today's... Oh.
Somebody calling on time.
What is that? Well, who that?
Was here.
Hey, what's up? It's Love. I'm Love.
Hey, Love. What's going on? They're talking about you.
Love.
I heard. How you guys doing?
I know. How did they find you, first of all? Because I know I had probably the wrong URL and everything. How did they find Love Potions?
I can't hear you. What did you say?
How do they find love potions?
How do they find it? I mean, you could just like us on Facebook, or you can go to www.wix.com/lovepotions, or you can follow us on Twitter, at Love Potions.
Okay.
But Love Potions.
You might want to tell them how to spell it.
Love is spelled L-O-U-V-E, potions, P-O-T-I-O-N-S.
Okay. That's the French way right there. So tell us a little bit about the event on Saturday, because I know I probably didn't do it justice.
Well, the event was really, first of all, I got to thank the Emotion Picture for co-sponsoring. But it was a launch slash, it's Love Potions launch slash a social mixer. So many different companies came together to just have a networking event. There was Amenities Catering, where there was, you know, the chef from, she's classically trained from France and as well as Italy, and she's on her way to go to China to...
Oh, homegirl? I know all that.
Yeah, you missed that part.
She had
soy empanadas. She had tamarind fish, coconut rice, ceviche, coleslaw, barbecue ribs. I mean, it was she really went in. And we also had Rika's Confections, and she makes cupcakes and 3D cakes. And she had this cake that looked like a pocketbook, and people were like, "Wait, someone left their pocketbook on the table." We're like, "No, that's a cake." It was really nice. And DJ, you know, his crew came in from Sound City Entertainment, really helped us out, and they kept, you know, the music popping all night, and people were like really enthused. And of course, Love Potions was serving up the drinks, and people were really knocking them back. And I was, you know, showcasing my signature drink, which is called the Love Potion. That seemed to be a real big hit. And I also had these drunken gummies that people seemed to like. I don't know if they didn't realize that, you know, you can actually get drunk off the gummy bears, but or they didn't care. But, you know, those were a big hit. And I couldn't have asked for a smoother occasion. People came out. They were really classy. People were networking. It was really, Brooklyn made me proud, you know. They really came out and kept it sophisticated. And I think it was a huge success.
Well, thank you. And we are definitely glad to have been able to get on board with that. And let us know next time, and we're definitely going to do it again.
There will be another one before the summer is out. A couple of people want to join in and do another, like, social mixing, but highlighting their business as well with me again. So I'll definitely keep you guys abreast on the information. And thanks again for your support.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. You guys. Okay,
Olu, hang up the phone. I'll call Olu. Nah, the Love actually was like one of our first callers on our first show, so definitely it was great to support her in her venture. And if you want us to get down whatever you're doing, email us at brightideas@theemotionpicture.com. That is brightideas@theemotionpicture.com. So, well, that's out the way. Let's get into it. You make somebody change. That's right. I think everybody has gone through this. You may not have even realized you were doing it, but sometimes when we choose a partner, and there's a couple of things that we see that they may fall short on, and things that we wish they did or didn't do. And, you know, we think that, okay, well, after a while, you know, if I do A, B, and C, no, they'll do A, B, and C, too, or they'll be more like me, or they'll stop doing that because they love me or whatever. But, Dad, does it ever work out?
Nope, never.
Now, have you
worked.
Tried, or are you the stubborn one?
I've tried both. I've tried changing someone, and someone has tried changing me, and I've even tried to adjust for that person, and it was completely unsuccessful. It was really a challenge. To be more specific, one of the people that I'm referring to, I wanted him to go to school, to finish school. And that was really, that was never in his game plan. And that's like, you know, really that was a big goal for me, because I was in school and I don't want to say, like, because I take education seriously, because I don't think that just because someone doesn't finish school or whatever, they don't take education seriously. They just, you know, go about it their way and their timing. And I was on the kind of the traditional graduate high school, go to college, you know, get your degree, go back and get your master's or whatever. And this person wasn't. And I really pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. And then, it never happened. So that, amongst a lot of other things, like I also wanted him to have, you know, a full-time job and insurance and all those other things that are important to me, but it wasn't important to him at the time, I assume. So,
yeah, you sound important. Like all of my girlfriends.
I'm sure
in
I do.
One.
In one. Yeah, but, you know, it just really, all it did was create a lot of tension between us. And then I think at some point maybe he would have even been willing to do some of those things for himself if he didn't feel like it was, you know, he was listening to me or doing it because I said to do it, you know. So it's starting to become like a some rebellion and resentment there. So, yeah, it doesn't work. So I don't do that anymore. I don't even consider it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then as far as people trying to change me, I was with one guy who wanted me to be, you know, a little bit more of a ride or die chick. He wanted me to kind of be okay with some of his behaviors that I wasn't okay with and accept, you know, certain type of activity in our household and stuff like that. And I was not okay with that. And I tried really hard. But it was really against my core values, so we bumped heads quite a bit. And
he tried to bring a girl in, didn't he?
No, he didn't. It was more about like drugs and guns and, you know, just that lifestyle that that I wasn't trying to live. And I loved him. I definitely loved him, and I wanted us to be together, but I did not want it to be at the expense of my safety. You know, so, and I try, you know, I try to be tolerable of the activity that was going on around me, but I was very uncomfortable, and, I could not change that about myself. I couldn't accept those things just to be in his presence. It wasn't worth it to me.
Come on, a little gunplay on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you know, compromise.
I mean, I was trying, but then it started to bleed into Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sundays, and that's when I was just like, you know what, this is ridiculous.
Well, what did he say? What did he say, like, yo, why can't you be a gangster bitch? Like, what? I don't understand.
Yeah. Like, not in those exact words, but, like, you know, he just felt like, you know, his girl was going to ride with him and would do all, you know, all kind of ridiculous shit.
Yeah.
That
whole life burner. Count that money, you know what I mean? Chop that up.
Did he have to
like be naked while you counted the money, like on New Jack City, or that's like just TV?
That's probably part of it. That's probably part of his dream.
No, it wasn't a requirement. That wasn't a requirement.
He didn't say it out loud. That's what he wanted.
He didn't have to say it. That's my everyday, you know, that's my everyday thing. But it wasn't a requirement.
That was volunteer.
I like to be naked in my house, but I can't do that when, you know, there's traffic going on. So, you know,
true.
What it was all about. It was all about nakedness.
And so after a while, you asked him to stop doing that stuff, or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he wouldn't.
So we were constantly, like, this whole relationship was constantly about power, and change, you know, trying to change the other person to meet wherever the other one was, which, you know, within their lifestyle. And it was too much. Like, you know, every day you wake up and you don't know what that person expects of you and if you're going to be able to meet it. I don't do that anymore. I mean, I'm all about influencing. I'm okay with me influencing someone's life just by, you know, my presence, what I'm doing, or they have some, you know, good attributes to share with me and that I pick up just from, you know, being with one another. But that changing shit, no, I can't. I won't even try. If I start dating a guy and I start saying to myself, like, yeah, if only, then I know that it's not for me.
Well, I know, Jazz, I know that you don't like snoring, right? Snoring is bad. So, you know, you meet
snoring.
The guy snores. I mean, you don't say, well, maybe he can, you know, sleep on his stomach sometimes, or maybe, you know, he can go to a sleep specialist. You just say, nah, never mind.
You just get him a Nostrum.
Okay.
Right. Well, okay, so I dated a guy that snored. He wasn't like a big time snorer. Like, he was more like when he was really tired and stressed type of thing, he snored, and it was enough to keep me awake. But I could nudge him and turn him. Like, I knew how to turn his snoring off. So that was okay.
Okay.
But
that's not a deal breaker.
No, that's not a deal breaker. As long as I can do something, and it doesn't require like a CPAP machine because those are really loud, and or, you know, someone who just sleeps so hard you can't even turn them or move them. But I have been in the presence of men that just cannot, like, there's nothing you can do to help them with their snoring issue. You can nudge them, you could turn them, and they just snore. I can't do that. I'm going to lose sleep. And then I'm going to be cranky, and then, you know, then we're going to be in an argument the next day because I didn't get enough sleep. So that's kind of like a physical attribute that, you know how, like, maybe you look at a girl and you're just like, oh, you know, she's really nice, but I can't look at her. Well, he's really nice. I just can't sleep with him. So it's a deal breaker.
I think people are trying to change me, and I don't like it. You know,
why,
you know, actually.
You snore?
Oh, no, I don't snore. But, I mean, you know, I people say I be mean and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd be mean, but people say I'd be mean, and I, you know, I obviously I have, you know, a nicer side to me, and I guess people, they prefer that side. I don't think I'm mean. I think I'm just sometimes stern or whatnot. But you know that, hey, I'm over 30 years old. That's just who I am at this point. You know, there's certain situations I'm going to be a little bit tough. Other ones I'm going to be a little bit soft on. You know, so when someone tries to, and, you know, and obviously, you know, dealing with people, you do have to make them comfortable. But, you know, when someone goes overboard and tries to, you know, change that part of me, you know, it's real annoying. You know, I mean, it don't last forever. I may make, you know, one quick statement that you may not like, you know what I'm saying? But people, they really try to, you know, get on you. And try to make you into a whole other personality, and that's mad annoying. That's mad annoying. So usually if I hear someone trying to change me, you know, I shut them down, or you know, I close the door on that because I
okay,
feel like you know, you ain't gonna like me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't gonna like me because if you think this is something, you know, I may do it 10 times that amount, or I may do it the same amount, but I may do it, you know, every week or so. You know what I'm saying? So you might as well just find someone who you feel. You know, so that's pretty much the only thing that people try to change, you know, that I know of. But, I mean, I have made changes without request, though. Like, I definitely like your date, besides the name part. You know, I be late a lot. So I definitely... What? This nigga only chooses now to start pressing the buttons and shit. But, you know, I definitely try to be on time. You know what I mean? There are a lot of things, you know, that I try to change within myself. You know, but just when people, you know, point at core things in me, and you know, and not really them trying to help me become a better me, but just like disliking shit and wanting to be at odds with me. Nah, I don't feel that. And, you know, and that just may be an immature attitude, but that's what attitude that I got. You know, just, hey, you know, if you like me, this is who I am. You know, but pretty much it.
So, well, I want to quickly jump really fast to Shaw right quick, because he said that I sounded like all of his girlfriends, ex-girlfriends.
Oh, one of them. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, he did.
So you've also had experiences with people trying to change you, like Zick as well?
I think it was more of trying to influence with the hope that I would change, and then the reality that I wouldn't, and to get the hell out of here. You know, normal shit. But I could see people wanting me to, you know, get a regular job and health insurance and, you know, all that grown-up stuff that people be doing. Like, I could see somebody wanting me to do that, and that being something that would hold them back from liking me all the way. Yeah, but sort of like Vic, I recognize when there's things to my core that need changing, and I'm a work in progress, so I'm evolving. So it's sort of like that dude that you was dealing with. There's probably certain things that I would do on my own for myself before I would do it to be with somebody. And I think people kind of know that. Like women know that you're not going to make a guy change, even if it's something he needs to do. Like, somebody might need to go back to school, but he has to want it. Like, a girl might need to lose weight, but she got to want that. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? Both of you, I guess both of you mentioned, like, you know, like, people want you to change, and it could be something that you want for yourself. But let me ask you, knowing that person is kind of harping on it, or it may even be more important to that person at the time than it is to you, does that create a sense of resentment or make you pull away from them? So, like, say you have a goal, whatever that goal may be, and this person is kind of like, you know, every day, like, so, you know, are you any closer to your goal? Did you do this? Did you do that?
It's all about how it's expressed, to be honest with you. Like, all of that is a how thing, you know, because it can be done lovingly. It could be done naggingly.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, word.
Yeah, or it could be, you know.
Just love.
So it has to be said with love?
Well, I guess, I don't know. I was thinking about it here in Shaw Talk. I guess maybe I'm just a bit spoiled, because I guess I've never really been through that. Like, ain't no one, people make comments, but I don't think anyone ever trying to change me like that. So maybe I just can't relate to this topic like that.
So why the hell would you change it?
No, I can relate to trying to change motherfuckers, though. I mean, I'm the changer. I'm the former changer. I'm the recovering changer. But I think, you know, I was just trying to be down with y'all. But, nah, no one ever really tried to sit me down and shit, you know what I mean, try to change my whole shit. But, I mean, I have through the years, in my late teens and early and mid-20s, I definitely have tried to change a whole lot of people, you know, that I was dating. You know, I will admit that. I'll be that nigga to admit that. Whether it be from trying to change your diet, trying to change, you know, the way they dress, religion, all that, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Yeah, you know, when I was younger, I was very, you could say, militant, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of things. And I had ideas on how people should live, and, you know, and I had definitely had an idea on how I wanted my woman, you know, to live, and how I wanted them to be. Like, you know, I don't eat certain things, so, you know, I don't want them having pork, you know, and I don't think pork is good for you, but in the day, you know, if I met them like that, then either I just don't fuck with them for that reason, or I just know that that's something that they're going to be doing, you know. But it was more so I was not really giving ultimatums, but it definitely was in the air, like, hey, these are things that you know, got to do. And then it became more of a thing like, okay, well, you know, well, if you love me, then you would love this, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I definitely influenced, you know, a lot of people to make changes. Now, albeit, I would say positive changes, but it definitely was a lot of resentment there for some folk, you know.
So in your, and this is for both of you guys, I mean, whether it's from the changer or the changee, whichever one you want to be at the moment, but when this person is, well, for like you, Vic, when you're looking at this person, you're thinking, you know, she eats meat, I'm going to make her, you know, a more pure person, I'm going to help her with her diet. Like, are you really looking for a relationship with someone, or are you looking for a project?
Well, I got enough projects, you know what I'm saying?
And now
is,
you do.
Again, this is, we'll get ready to turn her mic off. Get ready. Give a couple more texts. Anyway, again, this is like, you know, years. I'm talking about, you know, years and years in the past. You dig? But it wasn't necessarily a project. It's like, yo, I like this person here. You know, I like all these things about this person, but this right here is my a deal breaker. You know, and while some folks see deal breakers, I'd be like, nah, we can, you know, we can work on that. Or, you know, do you think you'll ever stop, you know, shoplifting? Or let's say, I try to, it's sniffing coke, Sean knows. Do you think that you're going to stop, I see you're going to stop sniffing coke? What's up? You know what I'm saying? Or, I don't know. I mean, sniff coke next year, I don't know. You know, I mean, I like you, and what do? Do I say, okay, well, I don't want a cokehead, or do I try to have you stop sniffing the coke? You know, so it's not really about having a project. It's about me not wanting to let a person go based upon one thing. And these are never, you know, to me, these are never things that's going to harm the person or...
Sniffing
or,
coke, Vic?
Coke, like cocaine. Cocaine.
I know, but you're talking about it's not things that's going to harm the person.
No.
Yes,
I was saying,
drugs
no, I was
kill.
Saying I'm saying the changes that I try to make is never like bad changes. Like I never say, hey, here's some coke, you know, be like me.
Oh, okay.
Things that, you know, I want the person to be, you know, more healthy and, you know, perhaps more what some people call spiritual and stuff like that, whatever. But it's never anything damaging. But because it wouldn't be on that person's time clock, you know, there would be resentment. You know, and of course, I totally understand that. There was a time where I couldn't understand that. No, so but yeah, you know, listen, I'm like Ike Turner. That's funny. I mean, I didn't never really beat them like that, but
what do you mean like that? Come on, I
got beat. You know, all it was just doing random ass.
I love it.
Random ass shit. That's them crying. Yeah. Okay. No more.
I love it.
But yeah, you know, so pretty much, you know, I'll wear that. I'll be the resident bad guy. You know, I definitely. Everything I did, you know, it wasn't me trying to be manipulative. It more just was like, yo, I love like 8 things out this person. This is one thing that you know, in order for me to be with this person, you know, for a grip, I had to change that. You know what I mean? And how was that? I was very successful, but you know, at what cost? Because after a while, you know, the person is going to be like, wait a minute, I'm doing this for, you know, for him, not me. And then you have that, you know, thing. So nowadays.
Hey, guys. Mm-hmm. Just real quick, Olu Shah's on, turn his mic back on, if you can.
Why are you turning Shah's mic off? I don't know.
That's what he gets for trying to turn mine off.
That's not. Next week, we're going to have another engineer, right? But yeah.
No, Olu, I love you.
I did tell him before the show that he may have to shut Shah's mic off during the show, so I guess he just had that ready. You know, but that's just my experience. But it wasn't about having a project at all. It wasn't about having a project at all.
Okay, because I know that in a certain, you know, like maybe 2 to 3 your time span, the type of guys, and I don't know what this was about that was going on in me, but the kind of guys that I was really attracted to were the ones that, in my opinion, needed my help. You know, maybe I just needed to feel needed and wanted and in that role of, you know, fixer. Thank God I'm reformed. But looking back, they really were projects. They were projects. I would look at them like, oh, you know, he has a spark of potential. Let me be the one to draw it out of him. And, you know, like he was going to turn out to be some amazing human being and I was going to get some type of credit or, you know, recognition for changing his life. And that it always backfired. I wound up getting sucked into their lifestyle versus them getting sucked into mine. But yeah, I was definitely seeking out projects in the projects.
I hate a project. I mean, I guess, you know, I should also, you know, explain that. I mean, most of the changes, and this links to another show we had before, the show about unequally yoked and stuff like that. That, you know, though I'm not religious, you know, but I am a 5%er, and so there's certain things that, you know, when I'm choosing a mate, there's a certain things that I can't, you know, I just can't have, you know, like, you know, me being 5%er, like I don't want someone that's, you know, Jewish or whatever the hell, because it's not going to work in the household. So, you know, it's more so when I was like, damn, well, I'm really feeling, you know, Serena, but, you know, how far can we go if, you know, A, B, and C, you dig? So it was more so me being young and me not knowing how to show things by example and make people, you know, want to develop themselves in their own time without even having to tell them, you know what I'm saying? And and of course, you know, I may have ruined a lot of situations, you know, in hindsight, though I never heard that before. But, you know, I definitely know that any resentment that people may have had, I definitely deserve all that, you know. So it's definitely, if you're out there, you know, let's say if you're a Muslim and you loving you some Christian pussy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you gotta make a choice. Either you're going to just ride it out, be unevenly yoked and all that shit like that, or, you know, you're just going to have to leave them alone, you know. But the whole trying to make them, you know, change or see like you, you're just going to create yourself a slave or a robot or, you know, goddamn, or a sneak, you know, like a person that, like, we had one caller that told us that, it's a heartbreak kid, actually, told us that he changed his girlfriend, so he thought, but one time he hid in the house, you know what I'm saying, listened to all her phone conversations, and it was a total different person. So, you know, it's like, example, if you weren't like smokers, right, and you have your man say he's going to stop smoking for you. Trust me, you know, he may be smoking in the car or smoking, you know, with his boys, right, whatever. Like, they may just become, you know, more sneakier. And they may, you know, love you or want you or want to please you. But what they're going to end up doing is just doing things behind your back. You dig?
Right.
And I'm back. Hello?
Hey.
And nobody wants
Yo.
That. You just
Yo,
got back?
Smoking is a deal breaker.
Smoking
anything? Everybody know that?
We too? Or?
No, not weed. Cigarettes, definitely, though.
Okay.
But like, this is what I wanted to know. Like, something like cigarettes for me, that's a constant deal breaker. I mean, that's an easy deal breaker. But then the other side of it is that whole 80-20 thing where you may see something in somebody that, you know, you're loving them, you're feeling them, and everything that is viewed as a shortcoming to you or something that you don't like can just be a part of their makeup and you can deal with it. Sort of like, sort of like when you choose somebody, they become almost like family.
Right.
Like, you can't really pick your brother, your sister, your mother. And for me, I always felt like when you choose a mate, it should almost get to that point. Like, you accept them for whatever it is. But then you got things like smoking or cocaine or hygiene or fat, you know, that may just...
But that kind of, when you say that, like when you choose a person, it's like a family member. But see, that I don't agree with that, because family, I would not choose a good portion of my family because they smoke, they drink, they're fat, they're annoying, they this,
right,
they that. You know, I mean, for a number of reasons. So with my mate, it's kind of like, you know, I don't want to have to put up with the things that I am kind of forced to put up with family and sometimes friends, you know. And so I don't know if I agree with that statement. Like,
well, see,
why would you?
I wasn't saying that. I wasn't making it as a full on statement. I was just saying that isn't that like really the purest love, like love for your mom that you can't choose, like she's not going anywhere.
What?
Wouldn't you want to love somebody that same way? Like,
well, you can't really choose who you love, Jazz.
I don't want to love anyone like I love my mother, just because, I mean, that love is beautiful.
It's kind of deep.
No, I mean, it's beautiful, but at the same time, it is taxing in a totally different way. There's no leeway with that love.
Well, we have a caller. We have a caller.
Yeah, let's hear from the caller.
Caller, you on? 925, I think.
Caller, you say what?
Hey, man, if you press one, man, you know, that's probably you. Just say something. Hello? Is that your date, Jazz? Is that Victor?
Probably. Look, Vic, if it's
Olu,
you,
what's going on, Olu? You have a caller or what? okay. Okay, we're working the kinks out. Okay, so that was a failed experiment. But if you want to call back, dial 323-657-1479 and dial 1 to speak. Okay, so y'all were saying? Yeah, I was saying you can't really choose, you know, who to love. So, like, you know, let's say Jazz, Osha, the whole 80-20 thing, right? Say the 80's mad good and all that, right? The 28
right.
good. So, Jazz, you would just leave the person because of 20?
No, I think I'm probably looking at this a little bit more from for things that you learn about a person pretty early on in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't... Like when it, you know, deal breaker time, opposed to, you know, you're kind of deep into that relationship and then things come up. And then that's when you really have to look at the 80-20. But so I think I'm kind of looking at this whole thing of changing a person from seeing them at face value. You meet someone, they're outside the bar, they look good, but they're smoking a cigarette. Like, that's where I should stop. Right there.
Right.
You know, cause I know I don't like cigarette smoke, so don't even go ahead and get into that conversation. Oh, give me a call, and then I'm walking away thinking, damn, he was fine, he was really nice, and I'll get him to quit smoking. You know, like, that's silly of me to even engage in that challenge.
Right.
But I can understand if you're talking about a little more in your relationship, you know, y'all have been kicking it for a year or two, and then she picks up a dirty habit or something like that. Then you need to kind of say, like, hey, is this worth, you know, us getting to the point where she wants to quit as well? Can I influence her, or is this something I just live with?
I think if the thing that you want to influence betters them, like good eating and things like that, I think it's worth putting in the work. The thing with smoking is that that's just a whole nother, like, that's a habit, is addictive. I can't even deal with it on any level, like, the smell of the cigarette on somebody. It's just not, becoming, so
well,
I probably
feel about pork.
Okay.
I do, too,
it's
but
too.
Some people don't, like, they don't need pork all the time. Like, they might eat it once in a while.
Oh, my nigga, let me correct you right there. Some people need pork all the time. And Jazz is from the South, so Jazz, no.
Jazz,
yeah.
You eat pork,
Jazz? Yeah. No, I don't eat pork, actually. But like, bacon, that's, like, really important down here.
Oh, I know.
Or
it's like
collard
a religion.
Yeah, you know, like cooking.
My family's from the South.
That's right. They're from Malacca.
When I ask what's in the collard greens, and they look at me like I just cursed out somebody's mother. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be with my girl.
It's like crazy.
Exactly. So, you know, I hear what you're saying. Like, for example, like with Vic, it would be hard to be like, well, she eats pork. That's her body. It doesn't. But he has to smell it. It has to be cooked in his pan.
I have to eat that,
Jack. That's right. That's right.
He don't got to eat that.
So, yes, he does. If he wanted.
He got to eat what? Pork or eat her?
Her. She's pork. You are what you eat.
We got
well, there you go. I can't argue that, but I don't know, brother. I think
but you know, but now like Jazz says, I just count them out. Like, you usually count it out after like the first month. And I just count you out. Like, okay, that's what you like, okay, so you have a think you're going to probably change your diet. Nah, I like me some pork. Put me in pork forever. Then I got to bow out, you know. But if you say that, yeah, well, I definitely one day soon, before I turn, you know, 30, I definitely want to get healthier, then am I wrong for trying to help her reach that goal, Jess?
When
she states
no,
that goal.
Not at all. But you know, sometimes, and this is not your fault, or it's not the influencer, the motivator, the goal helper. Sometimes people will agree to things that are really not important to them. It's just for you, you know, and that's where it comes to it. You know,
right.
You changing yourself to be around somebody else. So like, yeah, well, I'm with Vic, and he doesn't really like it if I eat pork, so I'm letting it go. But then that's where that resentment sets in, when you smelling a good damn pork chop and you can't eat it because, you know, because you told Vic,
dread.
Right. And so
that back to wall, back to Africa shit, that black
right.
girl, yeah.
I dated a guy that, you know, who he did smoke cigarettes. He didn't smoke them very often, but he smoked a lot when he got stressed out. And I you know, pitched a fit about it a lot. Like, I hate the way it smells and da da da. And he was like, I'm trying to quit. But I don't really think he was trying to quit. I think he was just trying to shut me up at that time, you know, in the moment. And any chance that he got to smoke, he did. And I mean, it was just like he was really irritable. You know how smokers get when they can't have their cigarette? They're really irritable. You almost
right.
want to put one and light it for them.
Right.
And he wasn't doing it for himself. He was doing it because he didn't want to hear my mouth about it, and, you know, knew that he probably should stop, but he wasn't ready to. So, I mean, I always kind of, I don't know, I feel bad about motivating people to do stuff that they really, I mean, they really don't want to do.
Can I cut you off, Jess? I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Please
this
do.
Is that whole convo on pork. We just, like, 8 people left the chat room and shit.
Oh no!
Like, oh damn, next. I like to say that the Victoria's and Shia's views on pork do not necessarily reflect Jasmine's. So you know.
Oh man, damn son, we alienated the world.
Alienated half our demographic.
Yeah.
That's
damn
how,
it.
When I talk about big people, that's what happens to me too.
Wait, Oasis
I lost
too.
Friends
yeah,
because of this show too. Because I talked about fat people.
Yeah. I think we've all lost friends and lovers through the year because of this show.
And we all slim folk, too. That's crazy.
That's a mess, though. I'll tell you that much. But, yeah, so before I don't know, you can't applaud that, Olu. Then what can you applaud?
Speaking of fat people, is that part of, like, change? Like, if you meet somebody in the gym and they kind of thick and you hoping that they keep it going, but they don't?
Well, you know what? Always Ready, she puts that in the chat room. She says, it's just like a fat chick who meets a man who works out with her and encourages that lifestyle change.
Right.
Is it,
I appreciate that.
Hell, I'm getting in trouble again for hating on the big people. I'm not hating on them. I just want them to be healthy
no,
and live long,
hating.
Happy lives. Nobody's hating. I just want you to live, damn it. So, yeah, you know, you meet a guy who's all into fitness. And I've been with a guy who's crazy about fitness, crazy about fitness. And I work out, but shit, I don't work out 7 days a week. And I had to let him know, like, you know, I like that about you and everything, and it's important to me too. But I'm not training for any major, you know, football team. Not a major one. My lifestyle does not depend on, you know, my level of fitness. It's important to me,
right.
But I don't get paid based on my appearance. So. You know, I had to let him know, like, I understand this is important to you. I know this is something that you want to do together, but I'm not all in like that. So.
Right.
I'm not all in like that. Wow.
Not all like that.
Damn. That just sounds so fucking harsh.
Well,
yeah, that's
it's better to be honest.
I'm not all in
trying.
Like that. Oh, shit.
Isn't
that reminds me of?
Isn't that better?
Yeah.
No, that's why I was asking. I wanted to know if physicality is something that counts or something that you want to change. Because if somebody don't have, like, say you got a girl with a fat ass, Vic, or she doesn't have, you know, and that's something that you like.
She does.
Or her cup size isn't what you want.
What is it?
You know,
Olu, be easy. He blew his fat ass now, man?
I think he blew the non-fat ass.
Oh.
Yeah, I blew the small cup size and the non-fat ass, man.
Okay. Well, fool your damn self, okay? Because some of us around here don't have all that.
Right, and if somebody got with you, Jazz.
Oh,
and
okay,
like,
you know what? You know what?
You know, you're not enough for me.
Sha.
You know, mm-hmm. How does it feel?
Let me hop on that, Sha. Pause. Because that actually brings out the dark side of changing. Because y'all saying Vic is dark. Let me tell you about dark. I know this girl, right? She has small cup size. And the dude she was dating, you know, maybe like a couple of months, he bought her like a $5,000 watch. You know, he flew her here and there, you know. And then there was the day that he said he wanted to throw some D's on that. And he was very serious. He said, I could fly you down to, I think it was Florida. Take to the doctor, and, you know, if I'm going to marry you, I need you to have, you know, a bigger breast size. Now, that right there, that is bad change. So if you ain't...
That's bad change?
That's bad... Okay.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm saying. Like,
if she was
wants to, like, actually change you, like, who you are, not just what you do, what you eat, now, that's bad. Like, someone is not going to deal with you unless you, you know, you get the nose job or, you know...
Oh, yeah. If you make it... Your business, like I would hate for somebody to go and get an operation. Like that's whack.
Right.
You know. But
I agree.
I have willed some changes in size of my mind. I will tell you that.
Yeah. Jazz.
Yes.
No, before we hey, you know, I was gonna say something, right? I was gonna say this, right? Hey, I don't think like that Vic was out there like tying chicks up to radiators and all that. You know what I'm saying? And burning them with cigarettes. I did that once, but I told you about that on another show. Check the archives to hear about that one. But that was all fun. But I'm just saying that don't think I was yelling at, yo, you better stop, you know, eating pork. Like, that wasn't the case at all. Just so y'all know. But, you know, I did learn
bacon
how to
in
do
my fridge right now.
Oh, he didn't get out, bro. But, Jazz, before we run out of time, talk about our new web series.
Yes. It's called So That's How You Feel. Can you put it inside the chat room? It's on, it will be in the chat room. It's on Twitter. It's on Facebook. It's our new web series. We decided that hearing our voices wasn't enough, that you needed to see some of the things that we'd be talking about. And we have a new team member. It goes by, I don't know.
Serena?
If she's using... Yeah, whatever. Serena, no snuggie. Check her out. She is an awesome
addition. Yo, she's mad funny.
Yeah, she's extremely funny. Actually, we discovered her on the Emotion Picture on the radio show where she called in as Nardia, for those of you.
Yeah, they tried to play me out, y'all.
Yes, those of you who've been with us for a while
Nardia.
May remember Nardia.
Love you, girl. We have a caller?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Felt all wobbly and shit? The fuck? Wait, before we call a hold on real quick. Continue, Jazz. So when are we going to be able to see this show? But we have the promo out right now. The promo is all over Facebook. It's on Blog Talk. It's in the chat room. When does the show actually start?
At 9 p.m. tonight.
P.m. tonight.
Yep. So it is the after show. After you hear us, you can see us. We just want to be just everywhere. And I think that everybody is really going to enjoy this edition. So who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Peace. It's Ness.
Ness, what's going on, Ness?
What's up, y'all?
So today's topic
is
how to change people.
Yeah, no, I heard the topic for the day. I only caught a little bit of the last couple minutes, but so what's the consensus? What is everybody talking about, like as far as changing people?
Well, basically, it's not a good idea to try to change people because it rarely ever works. And, that's about it.
Now, what do you
and
say,
that
this?
Yeah, what do you say?
Unless you buy an implant, then it's okay.
You talking about physically changing people?
Both.
Nah, nah.
Everything.
Everything, yeah.
Well, I think, pardon me, I had to answer my door. Basically, I mean, you know, physically, I guess if it's some healthy shit, like, you know, if you want somebody to get their health together, that's love. But as far as, like, you know, personality-wise, people are who they are, and you should definitely want growth. But, I mean, what else are you going to do? Like, besides, I mean, I guess be an example or put it out there.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What is he doing? Frying pork? What the hell is going on?
He ain't gonna take no piss on my show. What the fuck is going on?
Somebody on the bathroom.
Sha. Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yo. Sha done took a shit.
He's reading the toilet papers and frying bacon.
Yeah, well,
but go ahead, caller.
But yeah, you know, that's basically it. You know, like I said, if you want the best for somebody and you're like saying, all right, I want to, health wise, let's say they're a little overweight or something like that, or, you know, you want to exercise more or something like that. I guess you should want that in a relationship, but at the end of the day, you got to kind of love the person you with, regardless of whom or what, and it can't be like a make or break thing, I don't think. You know?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
you know?
I disagree. It can be make or break. I don't like it.
Actually, while I was saying that, I was like, yeah, well, maybe, you know, you could say, look, I know what I want, and if, you know, this person doesn't live up to these standards, then maybe we could just be friends or some shit. But, mm-hmm. You know, to each his own. For me, I've been in relationships where, I guess, where women have been wanting to change who I was as a person. They were, like, doing that whole, oh, I'm going to make him a certain way, whatever. And it didn't work, and we ended up breaking up. So, you know.
Yeah.
That's that.
So the consensus,
like the general
is,
consensus.
Is the same.
Yeah.
Right. So stop it, ladies. Stop trying to change these guys. They don't want to change, and even if they do, they're not going to do it because you said so. And men, let her be fat.
Before I got it. I'm on the phone with you.
Oh, all right. Thanks, Paula. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. You know.
Oh, so what's going on Sunday, real quick? Matter of fact, yo, it's my motherfucking it's my birthday on Friday. Applaud me, nigga. Turn the applaud up. Turn that shit up.
Goddamn. Okay, yeah.
And I think Tuesday. Is it Tuesday, Jazz?
Yeah.
Tuesday
yeah.
Is Jazz's
my
birthday.
Come on.
Give me a gunshot. Come on, clap.
I vow to be drunk on the show on Tuesday, whatever we're talking about.
Right. On Sunday we're gonna have this rooftop
party.
We're gonna be celebrating.
Have the party on the rooftop.
Yeah, exactly. Like I guess we're gonna start Friday and go until Sunday, but Sunday is the actual rooftop party. Sunday rooftop party. It's in Prospect Heights, Washington and Sterling. As far as the exact address, y'all gotta hit me directly or hit Vic directly, because I ain't just gonna be shouting it out.
Yo, check the chat room. Yeah, you know, it's definitely my first birthday party in 5 years, so you know you should make it. It's gonna be crazy. I'm gonna be handcuffing chicks to the radiator, slapping pork,
burning them with cigarettes,
bringing out the toys, ladies, bringing out the toys. Smoke controls, all that. It's gonna be crazy, all that. I didn't get my gunshot, Olu. Jazz.
You
get
a gunshot?
My fucking birth. What was that, 22? What? Nigga, it's our birthdays, my brother. Can you get a 45 or some shit?
There we go.
That's a cowboy, like Western gun.
Yeah, shit.
Yo, they're doing. Y'all hear that? I got fireworks going outside of my window.
Share that promo link. The show is mad funny. The promo, you're gonna love it. It's mad funny. That's all I can say. Any last words, anybody? I think we're almost out of here.
Yeah, Sunday, rooftop. I'll
right.
See y'all there.
Oh, hang up on that nigga. Oh, hang up the phone.
So salute,
tell him,
love y'all.
We love you too, man.
Peace.
Hey, hang up his phone. What's going on here?
You see how Vic be trying. How he be trying to be in charge of everything and change the people. Don't be trying to change
right.
Olu.
It's Olu getting his mind right, though.
Then he said he not mean.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not mean. What the fuck are you doing, Olu?
No, I said I'd be mean. Nigga, I'm mean. Shit.
No, you said you were stern.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys,
always ready,
I'm out. It is birthday season.
All right, happy birthday to y'all.
Thank you. I am going out every day this week, next week, and for the rest of the month. Bye.
Well, check YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheEmotionPictureRadio. Subscribe. And we out. Gunshot.